Today on Press TV, the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas accuses Israel of a gross breach of ceasefire. Hamas spokesman Faz Barhoum says Israel will suffer the consequences after carrying out airstrikes on Gaza. The strikes hit several locations. Israel claims its airstrikes were in response to rocket fire from Gaza. Hamas has denied firing any rockets. The chief Palestinian negotiator says the Israeli and Palestinian delegations in Cairo have agreed to extend a temporary ceasefire in Gaza for five more days. The previously agreed three-day truce was set to expire at 2100 GMT. The two sides, however, have failed to reach an agreement on a long-term truce. The US military says it has targeted an ISIL truck in a drone strike in Iraq's north. The attack happened near an ISIL checkpoint west of Sinjar. The town was home to the Yazidi minority who fled after Takfiri terrorists invaded the area. Libya's newly elected parliament asks the UN for military intervention to protect civilians from the clashes between rival militias in the country. The lawmakers also gave militia groups an ultimatum to join the army before the end of the year or face investigation. The U.S. police in the state of Missouri have fired at a man and critically wounded him while he was brandishing a gun. The 19-year-old was pointing the gun at police direction. The incident happened in the same neighborhood where an unarmed black teenager was killed by the police just 2 days ago. U.S. computer networking giant Cisco has announced some 6,000 job cuts in the coming year. The move is said to be aimed at allowing the company to reinvest cost savings in key growth areas. Cisco also cut some 4,000 jobs last year in the aftermath of weaker-than-expected global economy. A rainstorm has saturated the U.S. state of New York for 10 hours, causing a record-breaking flood. The rain washed over roads and flooded homes from New Jersey to Long Island. The New York governor announced a state of emergency and dispatched some 400 maintenance staff to affected areas. And Guinea declares a national health emergency as the Ebola outbreak takes more lives in the West African country. President Alpha Conde announced a set of steps to halt further spread of the deadly disease that's killed hundreds of people in the country. Those are latest here on Press TV.